This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you think that Kevin Stefanski should walk away if he's forced to play a quarterback that, according to John Middlecoff on the Colin Cowherd podcast, is forced upon him, that he should do that? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes. Yes, it is okay. What I'm saying.
All right. Here, you want to play this audio here?
If that, I don't want any phones thrown in the process.
Let's just listen really intently.
Well, Pony was cussing me out on my phone.
Now we're letting Pony sabotage the show.
Boy, that's a hell of a point. Now I actually feel bad. I actually feel like I've been not professional now. Thank you very much.
It's almost as if you were worked into a shoot, Ken.
Ooh. Yeah. As much as I try. You still get
it's
me
a
every week.
Very famous phrase that you have.
Every day. All right, let's play the John Middlecoff. Go ahead.
Shadur by week 8 is starting. Do you think I'm out of my mind?
If it gets to a point, the team's not going to be very good. If they force him to start Shadur Sanders and the coach doesn't want to play him, I do think Kevin Stefanski, by the end of the year, will just quit. It'll be one of those situations where Stefanski and Barry, who are very highly thought of, they overdrafted Gabriel to keep the owner off their back, and then the kid kept falling, and then he made him draft him.
I think it's true because I asked GMs about Dylan Gabriel, and they're like, he's not a third-round draft pick.
I knew people that thought the guy was undraftable because of his size. Not that he's not. I mean, he was an excellent college player, and very productive. But going in the third round, I think, was a jarring move for a lot of teams. Like, wow. And I truly believe they did it. And if it's the visuals of the owner hovering over him, but he was there in the fifth round.
It's John Middlecoff on Colin Cowherd's podcast.
All right. So the premise is that
ridiculous.
It was the owner that wanted the draft pick of Shadur Sanders for whatever reason. They end up taking Shador. Two rounds after they already took the rookie quarterback that you thought would be the guy that they would probably get into the lineup at some point this year. And, you know, it's a brutal schedule to start the year. You go through and look at those games that if they make a switch in week 7, week 8, week 9, and it's Shadur Sanders, that they're operating under the assumption that's an owner's call. And if that's the case, what should Stefanski do?
So wait a minute. Now I'm confused again because we played out. I'm not trying to bog it down. I swear to God. All right. All right. Let's leave it to where it is, and I'll bring this up again later because I'm going to make the same mistake I made earlier, and I'm going to get mad again earlier. I'm going to get worked into two shoots at once, and that's not going to happen again.
The double shoot.
You can't do it. It's almost as bad as being double galloped.
Oh.
You're not. Can we stop reaching in people's pockets and telling them to quit jobs in the NFL, in any sport? You need to retire. Says who? Like Joel Bitonio, maybe he thought about retiring. I don't care that if Joel Bitonio came back for $12 million or whatever he's getting paid. It's a lot of money to walk away from. You're only going to be able to make this amount of money. I assume he's only going to be able to make this amount of money a year at one point in his life, and this is the end of that point. Why does he have to walk away from a high-paying job? I'm assuming Kevin Stefanski probably makes somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $6 million a year. He's got children. He's got a wife. He knows that this isn't forever, for crying out loud. He's an NFL head coach. He's supposed to walk away from that contract he just signed 2 years ago?
He did say that they were both highly respected around the league.
That's excellent.
There's I believe he's implying that they would get another job
exactly.
pretty quickly.
And we
have some more audio from him on those yes. two, if you would
like. And I'll say this. I know he's right. He is right that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, much to some Browns fans' chagrin, are very highly respected around the NFL. That's all true. Why walk away from a job when you can just get fired, collect on that job, and then go get another job by people who highly respect you? Go ahead. Play the audio.
I think a guy like Jimmy Haslam clearly hasn't learned his lesson because everyone thinks that he forced Shador Sanders on them. These owners are just, it's like their pet project and they're sitting there in the draft room that they can't help themselves. And that's the thing with the Browns. Their GM is highly thought of around the league. I think most people think Kevin Stefanski, really sharp, impressive offensive mind. It's hard to operate with an owner hovering over you and making you do things.
This argument should have been had last year.
By the way, Mary Kay had a photo yesterday of Jimmy out in the middle of the practice field with the coaches and some of the players looking at videotape.
It's his team. He can do it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Very different from the Randy Lerner days when Randy was not here.
He's in the middle of it.
That is a hell of a point you just made. We wanted an owner to be involved because this guy was over in England all the time, and now we have an owner who's involved.
That was literally the talking point
when we first started the station. When we first started the station in 2011, he was still the owner of the football team, and that was the major argument. We have an owner who doesn't care about the team that we all love. And now you have an owner who might care too much in his own way. Or if you say it's his own pet project, even though everybody is obsessed with finding a quarterback, including him. The guy owns the football team. We all pray at the altar of Bernie Kosar because he was the last great quarterback we had. It's been 40 years, and he was the last great quarterback we had. He knows how much this town loves a quarterback. And you know what? He probably had, and this might be an overcorrection. This isn't even like maybe learning his lesson on this because this is all, I'm speculating, right? We've said it a million times, and I've said it a million times till I'm blue in the face, literally at this juncture. Did he or did he not? You and I believe he had to be talked in to moving on from Baker Mayfield.
Yo, yeah.
Now, the 230 guaranteed, I think it was that, hey, we've gone so far, now we're just going to, we got to get the quarterback. I'm just obsessed with getting the quarterback. But he had to be talked into it. Well, he might be looking at it going, this guy's a good quarterback down there in Tampa Bay. Everybody's making fun of me in my franchise here because we let this guy go, even though, you know, the year after that, he wasn't very good either. But either way,
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This guy down here is really good. We let this guy go. Now I got to find this other guy. So there's already going to be some mistrust that's involved in there. Talking about learning lessons. And if we're talking about learning lessons, again, Shador Sanders was a fifth-round pick, and we're all talking about taking the two first-round picks and taking them and making a quarterback out of that next year. So again, what's the harm? I beg, what is the harm of drafting Shador Sanders in the fifth round? Playing him in a season that's, if nobody thinks that this team is going anywhere, because right now, they should be best face forward. Let's try to win games. Let's do this. If you're talking week 7 and week 8, that hay may be out of the barn. I mean, there's a very realistic possibility with the way that this schedule goes. They could be 1-6 by the time that goes. Would anybody be surprised? Would anybody be surprised if they were 1-6 to start the year by week 7, week 8, if we're talking like this? Okay, So you're going to play Shador Sanders, and I'll hate it because I don't want to put him in a bad position. I don't want to put Dillon Gabriel in a bad position, whatever. I'll hate the idea of it until he goes out there and proves me wrong. But I think a lot of fans are going to be going, yeah, let's see what he's got, because we're going to take a quarterback next year anyway. This conversation, if we were going to have that conversation, if John Middlecoff is going to have that, that's last year. That's changing the offense for a quarterback that's just a programmatic non-fit and really can't play the position at a high level anymore. That's letting an offensive line coach go who's really, really good at his position and, again, hiring Boobery. Last year was the time to have this conversation, not this year. This year it's either we're going to surprise some people, which they may or may not, probably won't, or it's house money and they're going to get a quarterback next year.
Sure. Kenny, we've asked before, though, about like power. Normally in certain certain organizations, when you win, right, your power goes up. When you lose, you could tend to lose power. We had wondered all along, has Stefanski gained any power there in Berea? Now, you could say maybe he doesn't want power. That would be atypical for a head coach. I mean, most head coaches, the reason they want power is because over time, you know, there's job stability. He's been there 6 years. You know, he's the ninth longest tenured coach right now in the NFL. Did we ever think a Browns coach would get to that? And there's some guys ahead of him that are probably going to be out at the end of the year. So then he comes in at the same time, basically, as the GM, even though we've, you know, wondered how that arrangement would be. They always say they're in lockstep, whatever. But was there a chance that through two coach of the years, Kevin Stefanski could be elevated? And right now, it doesn't seem that way. He did get to take the reins back on play calling, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that matters to some extent. But in the draft room, like, could he take over the drafts? No. I haven't really seen any reporting that indicates that Kevin Stefanski's taken over the drafting. That does happen. So maybe he's just comfortable where he is. Maybe he's fine letting Andrew Berry pick the players. Consult with him at times, like Andrew Berry told us that does happen when he came in studio not that long ago. And I just wonder, but if we do get to the point where they're losing games anyway, does Kevin Stefanski think he's gone anyway? And if you were thrust, if that quarterback decision was thrust on you in this hypothetical, what would you do?
But Kevin's got a great situation. He's got a great situation. Think about this. John Middlecoff, he knows a lot of people. He ain't the only one saying that. So, and by the way, do you notice what we're sharing with Steeler fans right now? They can't stand that guys like us go on the air and say great things about Mike Tomlin. They can't stand it. And I think there's a lot of Browns fans who cannot stand that people go out there, and even ourselves, and go out there and say, Andrew Berry's well-respected around this league. People really think he knows what he's doing. Kevin Stefanski's well-respected around this league. People really think that these guys know what they're doing. I think there's Browns fans who can't understand that. They can't understand why that's being said. And I'm looking at John Middlecoff going, you might need to listen to some callers in Cleveland Sports Talk Radio here. Because I think a lot of callers, hell, and a lot of listeners, a lot of fans may do the same damn thing Jimmy's doing. Why should they trust Andrew Berry, who went out and got Deshaun Watson? Why should they trust any of these guys here? The trust is at an all-time low. Look at all the draft picks that we don't have. Why should they trust it? So, hell, if they own the team, they might do the same damn thing. So this year, amongst any, if Shador Sanders started week one, I'd be going, oh, my God, this is I think I would know Kevin better than this. I don't think Kevin would start him week one. I mean, he would have to be just unnaturally unbelievable throughout this entire process. You and I know Kevin better than that. That's why it's like, no, there's no chance Shador Sanders starts week one. But by week eight, week seven, week seven, week eight, week nine, you're 2-6, 1-6, 2-8. Fans are going to be clamoring every day to play Shador Sanders. Every day. Because the quarterback's going to go out there, and if you're 2-8, the quarterback's not going to be looking good. It's going to be a revolving door at that point. And the hay will have left the barn. And Kevin Stefanski could go out there and lead him to another 3-14 record, and a 4-12 record, or whatever the hell that math ends up to anymore, 4-13, or however you want to say it. And it doesn't matter, because if he's so well respected, and I believe he is, I have a lot of respect for him too, but I believe he is, okay, fine, I'll just get canned and I'll collect on the contract that I'm still owed on, and then I can go get another job, and I can go ahead and pick the other job. So Kevin Stefanski, you want to talk about power? He's got all the power in the world. He doesn't have to walk away from anything, because if it doesn't work here, it'll all get blamed on the organization. It's the Browns. It's not your fault. And he'll get another chance somewhere else at it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.